Kat, what have you got for us?
Yes, well, you might remember a couple of weeks ago on the show, we discussed the science of archaeogenetics. That's unravelling the mysteries of the past that are in our genes. And this week, there's been a really important step forward in that field with the sequencing of the Neanderthal genome, published in the journal Science. And the new research helps to answer some puzzles, such as, did humans and Neanderthals ever mate? And how many genes might we share?
Presumably, given that these guys haven't been around for 25,000 years or so, samples of Neanderthal DNA are pretty rare.
Yes, and what they did is they used samples of bones from three female Neanderthals who lived in the area of Croatia more than 38,000 years ago. And then they used the latest DNA sequencing technology to sequence the DNA and build up a composite genome. So they've got around about 1.3 times coverage of the whole genome, or about a third of that is quite murky still. But then came the fun stuff, comparing the genome they've got from these Neanderthal women to the genomes of humans living in different parts of the world today.
And what do they find?
Well, in fact, they did find that modern Europeans and Asians share about between 1 and 4% of our DNA. But interestingly, Africans don't. Now, this tells us that any interbreeding between us and Neanderthals must have happened after modern humans migrated out of Africa, but before they really radiated across Asia and Europe. So this pins it down to about 30,000 to 45,000 years ago, maybe even as early as 80,000 years ago in the Middle East. But in fact, many people in Europe and Asia may have a small but significant Neanderthal component in their genes, including the study's author, Svante Paabo, as well.
That's really neat that it fits with our understanding of human migrations in those early days. What else is it telling us about Neanderthals, though?
Well, they've been doing a lot of comparing the Neanderthal genes with those that are in ourselves, present-day humans, to try and find the genes that make us modern. We're about 99.84% identical to Neanderthals, genetically speaking, but there are crucial differences. Now, at the moment, the significance of these differences isn't really clear, but they found them in genes involved in metabolism, skin, bones and brain development. But, of course, we can't tell how those actually relate yet to physically, the physical properties they might affect. Now, also, the research allows us to speculate a bit as to how Neanderthals and humans might have interacted together. Now, the researchers, from these results, they think that just a few Neanderthals infiltrated groups of humans and started breeding rather than a sort of a mass mixing and breeding of the two species. So maybe there was some kind of cultural difference that it wasn't really culturally acceptable for Neanderthals to mate with humans. Now, of course, there's a lot more analysis to do, but it's a really fascinating look into our genetic past and does show that many of us may have a little bit more Neanderthal in us than we might have thought.
I still think it's amazing that they actually managed to get DNA in sufficient quantities and sufficient quality to do that kind of sequencing. It's absolutely brilliant. Thank you, Kat.